Kim Ransley is a second-year PhD student in the School of Psychology at the University of Sydney, and her current research focus is on visual attention and reading.
I study visual perception and cognition, and so that is, how the brain takes the information about the light hitting the retina and turns that into a mental image or at the end of the day, what we see. Within that field, at the moment, I'm researching reading, which is a particular challenge because of the amount of, tiny, tiny fine details you see in a page of text that are kind of bombarding the brain all at once. And my research is trying to work out how the brain focuses on a small part of that text so that we can make sense of the written text.
And from time to time on social media, we see these memes. I think it's called typoglycemia, where we have passages of text where the interior letters of words are scrambled, but the letter at the start and the end of the word are correct, and it seems that we can actually read these without too much problem. Does this link to your research in any way?
Yeah, well, we include things like transposed letters. The brain's not very sensitive to transposed letters, and so there are experiments you can do where you can flip around, the two letters, middle letters within a word, and people really just read it as if it is the way they think it ought to be. They're not sensitive to those kind of transpositions at all. The other thing you can do that's quite cool is if you write, say, the letters BXXT, type that out and put it on a piece of paper, stick it on the wall and then stand, 10 metres away from it. If you sort of walk in slowly, at some point you'll look at that and you'll think it says boat. Your brain doesn't read the two X's. Instead, it will replace it with the letters that it thinks are there. So there are all sorts of tricky things that the brain is doing to help you understand what the written text is.
And does that appreciation of written text link into the way in which our brain deciphers other things in the environment around us?
Absolutely. So at the moment, what I'm looking at is the direction in which we focus on written information. So if we're reading English languages, we focus on information that goes from left to right, whereas I've been doing research with Arabic readers, they focus from right to left. Now, we're researching how general that is, so whether it only works when you're, looking at text in your particular language or whether it crosses over to the other text.
And I see that you're part of the Sydney Science Festival, the Night of Illusions, which is on Friday the 19th of August at 107 Projects in Redfern, and it's free and starts at 6, so people should head along. What are you going to be discussing as part of this evening of science?
I'll be showing people prism goggles. They look a bit like industrial goggles you might wear when you're at a building construction site or something like that. These goggles are specially designed to shift the light so that they change your field of vision. So when you're looking straight ahead, you'll actually be seeing things that are slightly off to the left or off to the right, depending on which way the goggles work. When you're wearing the goggles, you can kind of demonstrate, the difficulty in not being able to reach for things and touch things. The really cool things about these goggles are once you've had them on for a reasonably short amount of time, less than a minute, and done a few manipulations in these goggles, you take them off and find that your brain is now making errors in the opposite direction. And so it kind of shows how your brain has learnt to correct for the error in the goggles and is now making errors in the opposite direction.
Well, I think I'm going to have to try those goggles on.
What you'll notice is that things don't look very different at all. And that's because you're not aware your field of vision has shifted. I've just passed a ball to you. If you try and throw the ball at, say, the water bottle there.
Okay, I'll have a go. I'm going left-handed, but we'll have a go anyway.
Okay, so you notice that when you interact with the environment, things aren't where you think they should be. And so you can demonstrate this by throwing or even if you, just try and touch an object.
Yep, so I'm reaching for some things on the table and my brain is telling me that they're a little bit further to one side than where I'm actually placing my hand.
It works best if you do it really quickly. So they've got to be short ballistic movements. Okay. Otherwise, you can use your hands can kind of, search for it.
Okay. So I just tried to grab the recorder now, and when I go quickly, I'm definitely going to one side of the recorder that's right in front of me. Yeah. Quite a bizarre sensation, actually.
The really interesting thing is what happens when you take the goggles off.
And to see this experiment in action, people are going to have to head down to the 107 projects on the 19th of August.